Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Today, I'd like to talk about colon cancer prevention. Every single year in this country, there are over 106,000 new cases of colon cancer that are diagnosed across all age groups, but it is a little more likely in the older population that is over 60 years of age. The good news is that with early detection through screenings like a colonoscopy, the death rate is declining. So if your doctor says, okay, you're 50 years of age, you need a colonoscopy, you really need to follow his or her advice and go in and get that colonoscopy. Now, the American Cancer Society has this wonderful website. It has a wealth of information about healthy living guidelines to reduce your cancer risk, and specifically with colon cancer. So I'd like to share some of that information with you and focus on some of their dietary guidelines for cancer prevention. Okay, so in living well guidelines to reduce your cancer risk, and specifically colon cancer, of course, no smoking. That goes with any kind of cancer. And then they also have a suggestion on alcohol, and that is you want to be modest with alcohol intake. So can I describe modest so everyone's clear about this? Because we all have an idea of what modest is. And that is if you choose to drink, so it's not a recommendation to drink, if you choose to drink, no more than one drink a day for women and no more than two drinks a day for men. And a drink is a can of beer or a bottled beer. It's 4 ounces of wine. It's 3 ounces of sherry. And it's 1.5 ounces of hard liquor, just so you know what we're talking about. Now, if you have a family history of colon cancer and it really runs wide and deep, you probably want to be puny with your alcohol intake. And then the guideline on daily physical activity from the Cancer Society for cancer prevention is to have at least 30 minutes or more a day, but they really emphasize 45 to 60 minutes every day. Okay, so it's an hour of your time every day to get out and to be physically active. And that's the key, physically active, not necessarily going to a gym. So if you're out mowing the lawn, pushing that lawnmower, that's going to count. You're out walking around with a dog, that's going to count. Okay, can I run by the risk factors for colon cancer, just so we're clear on that? You can kind of assess your family risk for this disease. Family history, of course, is a big risk factor, especially if it's a close relative like your dad or your brother. If there's any history that you've had with bowel disease, like ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, those are inflammatory diseases, and because they're inflammatory, they can start cancer cells up and running. So you want to make sure if you have those that you keep them in very good control. Type 2 diabetes for some reason seems to increase risk for colon cancer. Excess of alcohol, which we talked about. Smoking, of course, which we talked about. And if you're African American, these are all additional risks for developing colon cancer. Okay, so what's cooking in the food department, if you will, that might increase your cancer risk? Okay, top of the line, listed number one is your intake frequency and amount of red meats and processed meats. Let me define processed meats: hot dogs, bologna, salami, pastrami, bacon, sausage, right? You get the idea here. Those need to be to a minimum. And when I say red meat, it's not just beef, it's also pork, lamb, and veal. Cooking temperatures of the meats are really important, because when you grill, broil, or stir fry, whatever, however it is you cook them, your meats, if you have a high temperature and you have the risk of burning the flesh, you cause cancer substances to develop in that meat. So you want to be really careful when you're cooking your meats. And I know a lot of folks like their meats charred and burned. And from a cancer perspective, you really don't want to do that. We also know that fruits and veggies can lower the risk for cancer, all kinds of cancer, but specifically colon cancer. They help keep the tissue lining of the intestinal tract smooth and not yucky. That's a very technical word, yucky. But when your gut is all inflamed, this cancer cells can get up and running. So a great intake of fruits and vegetables, and that means 8 to 10 servings a day. That's a lot of fruits and veggies. Okay, so kind of keeping this in mind, I wanted to give you an idea for a fruit smoothie that really has some cancer protection in it. Because we remember we talked about calcium might be important to reduce colon cancer risk. And so this is a recipe for a smoothie that includes some dairy products and also includes some fruits and veggies. So you're getting in a serving of fruits and veggies in this one healthy prevent cancer shake. So here's the scoop. You blend in your food processor or blender, half a cup of tofu, half a cup of a non-fat yogurt, there's your dairy with calcium, half a cup of a fat-free milk or soy milk if you're lactose intolerant, and then add in 1/2 cup to 1 cup of fresh or frozen berries. They are so colorful, blackberries, raspberries, blueberries, and strawberries. Add in 1 large fresh carrot. There's that intense color that's so good. 1 tablespoon of wheat germ for fiber, and 1 tablespoon of ground flaxseed meal. This is a super powerful fruit smoothie that has so many wonderful ingredients that would be a great snack or a great quick breakfast on the go, and actually has nutrients in there that will keep the lining of your intestinal tract healthy and hopefully reduce your risk for developing colon cancer. If you're wanting or needing some more information, please log on to cancer.org. That will take you to the American Cancer Society. You can also get on to NIH.gov. That's the National Institutes of Health. They have a whole huge section on cancer, different cancers, and cancer prevention. Well, that's it for today. Just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at MarthaJefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. And then until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it on.